Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you, please?
Okay, I'm trying to find out who exactly it is that I'm calling.
Yes, sir. I'm a third-party customer service representative, and we represent several different products. But if I could get your zip code, sir, I could look up your account, please.
46360.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And your first and last name, please.
My first name is Frank. My last name is Bernacet. B as in boy, E-R-N-A-C-E-T.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I'm looking that up with your last name now. Thank you. Yes, sir. I'm not pulling up an account, sir. What are the amount of your charges?
$91.89.
Yes, sir. Let's see. Can we try with your phone number, please?
219-214-8140.
Thank you. Yes, sir. And what are the date of your charges?
Let me go back to the computer right now because I have no idea what this is.
Yes, sir. And I can't find an account for you.
Excuse me?
Yes, sir. I'm not able to locate an account. So I was just wondering what the date of your charges were and we could go from there.
Could this be fraud, sir? What?
Could this be fraud on your account?
Could it be for what?
Fraud. Like, did you not make this purchase and someone made it on your card without you knowing?
Well, fraud, you said. Well, it's got to be fraud. Let me look at the date. It's got to be fraud because I have absolutely no idea what this is. And I'm also seeing another amount that was done to my account. So hold on a second.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the date that's on there is the 18th, and it says beautiful, stunning skin.
Yes, sir. Do you have the last four, that card number we could trust our team at?
Seven five two nine is my debit card.
Thank you. Yes, sir. And was your first name Frank?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I think I found it. Could you please verify that address, sir?
312 Long Beach Lane, Michigan City, Indiana.
Thank you so much, sir. Yes, sir. I do see where it is for the NutriSlim Keto and the NutriSlim Cleanse, which is great to increase your metabolism and decrease your appetite. I do see where the shipping and handling of $6.70 was paid and $7.45 on May 2nd. It was a 14-day trial period. So when no one called in to cancel in the 14 days, on the 15th day, you were charged the total cost of the product that you paid the shipping and handling on, which was $92.90 and $91.89, sir. And it is also a monthly charge. We can offer you a 35% discount off all future charges.
I don't want to be no kind of discount. I want this thing canceled out.
Yes, sir. We can offer you a 50% discount off all future charges.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir. I did. We'd hate to lose you
as a customer.
I'm telling
you that I want it.
Yes, sir.
And you're telling me that you can offer me a 50% discount.
Yes, sir. We'd hate to lose you as a customer. I could do a 75% discount.
Well, I'm not a customer. I'm not a customer. You know, whatever it was that I ordered, you're saying it was a trial period of
keto. Yes, sir. It was a trial period. Yes, sir.
I did not order anything from keto whatsoever. Period. Never. Ever.
Yes, sir. I do see where it was delivered to your address, sir.
What was delivered to my address was two bottles of pills.
Yes, sir. That's the keto, sir.
Okay. You know what? It wasn't keto. I did call and I did cancel this stuff out.
Yes, sir. Do you happen to know what day you called? All of our phone calls are recorded, and I can ask the supervisor to look it up for me.
I did not sign up for this. I paid $6-something for one bottle and $7-something for another bottle with absolutely no understanding whatsoever that after 14 days or whatever, I was going to be charged anything at all.
Yes, sir. I canceled your account out when there'll be no future charges, sir.
You said there'll be no future charges. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir. It's a monthly charge, a reoccurring monthly charge. So I canceled it when there'll be no future charges.
Oh, there'll be no future charges, but I cannot get a refund to what I did not request.
Yes, sir, I do apologize. I can't issue a refund, sir, since the terms and conditions were online.
Okay, so what? So, okay. So, for this thing that they charged me $200 for, what am I supposed to be getting for that?
Yes, sir. The first shipment you received when you paid the shipping and handling, they paid you the total. They charged you the total cost of the product that you received when you paid the shipping and handling.
So I'm getting nothing. What the thing said was that I would be getting these two little bottles of pills, and all I had to pay for that was $6.70-something and $7 and some change. Not that these two bottles I was getting was going to be costing me $100 a piece. But that's what you're saying that took place.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to fight it. Just cancel the whole damn thing out.
Yes, sir.
Am I getting an email on this?
I can't personally send an email, but let me request my supervisor to send it, letting you know your account is canceled, and I'm putting in for that now.
Do more than just tell them I kind of canceled. Tell them I'm highly pissed because I did not sign up for this.
Yes, sir. I definitely will. Yes, sir. I requested an email, and you should receive it in the next 24 hours, sir, from my supervisor.
I'm highly pissed, but it's not your fault, okay?
Yes, sir. I understand.
I'll be looking for my email.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, because if I don't receive an email, I'm going to go ahead and get a hold of my bank and indicate that I didn't order this crap. So I'll be looking for my email.
Yes, sir, definitely. Thank you for calling customer service. All right. You have a nice night.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Damn.